Okay, we are going to begin. It is 6:33 p.m. We are recording. Welcome to the May 10th meeting of the WPFW local station board. About half of you are in this little box and about half of us are here live in the MLK Memorial Library. We will do our best to make this work. First of all, we're going to have a roll call from our secretary.
Okay, Anita.
Irene.
There.
I think I saw her. Irene, are you there?
I see her box, but it's muted.
Okay, she's here.
Okay. Y'all.
Bill Curtis.
He's here.
Here, but Miss Allen, I would suggest you speak up just a little bit more.
I'll repeat the names. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Violetta.
Here.
Vanessa.
Said she was coming.
She's not here yet.
Okay. So Vanessa said she's going to be here.
Yeah, she's not here yet.
Okay. Sue Goodwin.
No.
You're going to repeat the names?
I'm sorry. Sue Goodwin. Vanessa Dixon Briggs is not here yet, and Sue Goodwin is not here.
Donna
Grimes.
Here. Present.
Thanks, Bill.
Kamal's here.
Kamal Harris is here. Julie Hewitt is here.
Arthur Hyman.
He is not here. I think he said he would not be able to be here.
Minerva,
she is here.
Dennis.
I am here.
Adele. I
haven't heard from Adele. No. Adele Stan.
Okay, Patrick Morrison. Has anybody heard from Patrick?
Patrick Morrison. Who's next?
Verna
Avery Brown.
Present. present.
Okay. Ron.
Pinchback. I see no Pinchback.
Eric is here.
Oh, Sue just entered. So Sue Goodwin is now here, and Eric Ramey is here. All you folks.
Gary joining.
Thank you. Karen Briggs is here.
Mine.
No, she's in here. She's in here.
I'm here, Ellen. This is Karen Briggs.
Yep, we got you.
Okay, I may not be able to stay for the whole thing, but I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Lucy?
Hello.
Good evening. Good to meet you. Good to meet you both.
And Vicki Gass.
She's on here.
I'm here.
Yes. But she's not on yet. Right. Yeah. But she's here. Yeah. She's streaming. Nope, not yet. Oh, Adele is not here.
No, Adele.
Oh, stop.
It's in the past. Okay, Dennis is here.
Rolling in the deep. And Vanessa is here.
Okay, Vanessa.
Yes. Wayne Bruce. No.
Yao
Ajay. No. Okay, that's everyone. Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, Vanessa's here. Just got
yes,
here.
I got you. Got you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, first order of business is approval of the agenda for tonight. Any objections? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. Right. No. Just raise the points when we get to, when the time comes, just raise it.
Chair, point of order?
Yes.
I can't hear when people are speaking. Is there a way to fix that?
Come to the library.
I heard that sarcastic.
There's probably not a good way. We can try to mitigate it as much as possible. It's going to be difficult for me to repeat everything that everybody says. So we're doing the best we can. Approval of the, yes.
I'm going to ask, are you recording?
Yeah, it is recording. Yes. Approval of the April minutes. Any objections? None. Okay. Yes.
I had sent a message fast that we need to then chat for
yes.
Attend to.
Yes.
How do we get that back?
We got it. We just need to make sure that we attach it to the minutes.
So this means we record comments and check.
Yes.
And we attach those to the minutes.
That is the plan, yes.
Everybody understand that?
That is the intent.
So you want the entire chat included in the minutes?
Where's me?
Julie?
Well, so one point about that is that we have the members of the public who come via Zoom.
Yeah.
They can.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, that'll be part of the chat, yes.
And so the question is that probably part of the minutes?
Yeah.
That seems weird.
You can, yeah, some things, I don't know if you know this, there's some venomous.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hold it. Okay. Hold up. First of all, we agreed to approve the April minutes, right? Okay. Now, the proposal, to include, so we'll put that to a vote. Should we include the recorded chats from meetings in with the minutes? All in favor? Okay. Okay. We don't have a lot of time. So let's, couple for and a couple against.
I know there's some very, put it nicely, personal attacks in there.
Mm-hmm.
People, I mean, how much we dislike somebody, but all that disrespect, the venomous comments up there, I have a major issue with that.
Okay. Okay, sir.
I think that I've seen acts of profanity.
Yes,
chat, and I just don't see where that's appropriate in our minutes.
Okay.
And we could edit those out, but then you'd have to explain that, and then you get into that tussle with people saying, well, that's not what I said.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that, it's a public meeting, and the chat is part of the public record regardless how horrible people are being, and if there is an efficient way to just include it with the recording, I think that because sometimes.
Well, not with the recording, we're talking about the printed minutes. Okay. All right, let's. Yes. We don't have time to keep repeating.
I'll have 3 seconds.
So,
people making the comments, they're not committed to speaking on the actual meeting. You know, the only point is they're able to comment is going to publish
But then we would have to sort out the things that were, we would have to sort out the things that would have been admissible and the things that would not have been admissible.
That's appropriate.
Okay. No, that's, oh. I'm going to call, yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. We do not want, I see Donna and I see Tatum, and then Vanessa, I'll get you and then.
Okay. Thank you.
We got to go. Donna.
It's an additional burden on the secretary to go through and sort out those, you know, inappropriate comments, and judgment has to be made about that. Also, there have been times when we've asked people in the chat to just, in during community comment even, to just speak up, say it. You know, you're, and they'd rather put a snarky remark in the thing. I think it's counterproductive, and I think it's, I would vote against it.
Okay. Mr. Tatum?
Yeah, what goes in the minutes is what was done and not what was said.
Good point.
That's the rule of thumb for all minutes.
Good point.
The secretary writes down what was done. In other words, what was accomplished.
Yes.
And not what was said. Okay.
Thank you. Vanessa, last word.
Okay. So in terms of sorting it out, how does the secretary determine which comments relate to which agenda item? And then it gets down to, like her or whomever making a decision about what's appropriate and what's not. And then maybe the argument of like, why would you include that comment and not mine? It's just bizarre.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Calling the vote. Let's, can you just count the hands in the room first and then we'll, no, I guess we should do the roll call. Yes.
Should we include the chat with the minutes? Do you want more in that, or just is that?
That's in the recording.
Can you formulate?
It is archived in the recording. It's available in there.
Everything is not in the minutes.
All right. So what's the motion?
The secretary has discretion. If somebody disagrees with the secretary, they come back and answer.
So what's the motion?
That's the minutes.
Included.
The secretary records the minutes. That again, records the message and information in the chat and produces that as a part of the minutes.
Okay. Just call the roll.
Is that a motion?
Yes, the motion is the.
Yeah, you gotta repeat some things, bro.
Yes. Okay. The motion is that the chats that are recorded from the Zoom meetings should be included in the minutes that are sent out to the board.
Gotcha.
Is there a second? Adele. Okay. Adele has seconded Thomas Blanton's motion. Let's go.
Anita.
I'm abstaining from this. I'm passing right now.
Okay.
Y'all is not here. Thomas?
Yes.
Yeah. Sarah? Green?
No.
Oh, my God.
Bill?
Bill Curtis?
I will... Abstain.
He abstains.
Violetta?
No.
Violetta's a no.
Vanessa?
I didn't hear the motion, so I don't know. Abstain.
Okay, Vanessa abstains.
Sue Goodwin?
Yes.
Sue Goodwin is yes. I'm sorry, my Congress.
Donna Grimes?
No.
Donna Grimes is no.
Kamau?
No.
Kamau Harris is no.
Julie?
No.
Julie Hewitt is no.
Arthur Pollard is not here. Minerva?
Minerva?
I'm going to have to abstain. I was not online to hear the motion.
Minerva abstains.
Okay. Adele? No.
Adele is no.
Patrick Pezzicamonia?
No. Patrick Morrison? No.
Verna Avery Brown?
Verna Avery Brown.
I abstain. I couldn't really quite hear the dialogue leading up to the motion.
Okay.
I abstain.
Is Ron on yet?
Yes, he is. Thank you, Verna. Mm-hmm. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Pinchback is no.
Eric Ramey?
No.
Eric Ramey is no.
Karen Briggs?
Karen Briggs? She's here. She may have left already. Karen, are you still there?
Oh, I'm still there. I also abstain because I didn't get to hear what went before.
Okay.
The motion.
Lucy? Yes.
Lucy Murphy is yes.
Wanda?
I'm looking at the minutes of the last report. Can I ask a
question? Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at the minutes of the last report, and I'm thinking that the way that it's set up now, you have the minutes, and then after the minutes, you have the attachment. Is that what you're looking for? So you have the attachment, the minutes, and then.
I already have the minutes, but one of the things that other opinion on this. I would have been talking about what is there for the
app. Go ahead. Keep it going.
That would be a tip. Is that a bit?
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah.
So yes, it would be an attachment. It would have to be that.
So is it yes or no? So,
yes. Wanda is yes.
Okay. And Vicky Gass.
She doesn't vote yet.
And wait a minute. Vicky, is she on the out?
She's in here, but she doesn't get to vote yet.
Oh, okay.
We haven't seen her.
Considered. They're assassins.
Dennis.
Am I the last one?
Yes.
I vote no.
All right. So the no's are. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine no's, and one, two, three, four yeses, and there was one pass, and that was Anita.
Irene, you said.
Yes, I'm gonna abstain because I didn't really hear it, and I was hoping somebody would clarify, but just abstain.
Okay, Dennis?
I said no.
No, okay. So that's 10 no's and 4 yeses, and the rest were abstained.
Okay. The motion is defeated. 10 no's, 4 yeses. Yes.
I was not seeing everybody before taking votes. I didn't know as that's what.
Can you speak a little louder?
Why are we voting on items before everybody sees it?
Well, yes, and that's the next thing on the agenda. Okay, we have one more, candidate, for a, listener delegate position, that is Ms. Vicky Gass. You were sent her information. Ms. Gass, would you like to, make a few brief comments on why you'd like to join us?
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry I'm not there in person. It's just a busy time for me right now. My name is Vicky Gass. I've lived in D.C. since 1984, more or less. Not a native, but closer. And I have worked on social and economic and human rights in Latin America for most of my professional career. I am a sustaining member of WPFW. There are many programs that I love on the program. I especially love that it's a community-based, community-run, radio station. And that's why I'm here today. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. And, I'll just leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions? First, anyone in the room? Yes, Eric Ramey.
Can you give us a sense of your, in a few words, a sense of your political philosophy or affiliation?
Thanks for that. I've always worked for Solidarity and for non-governmental organizations in Latin America, especially Central America, working with people who don't necessarily have a voice in their countries or their communities. I also come from a background of an education where I went to Evergreen State College, and I learned about how rules are made by those who have money, and that excludes women, people of color, indigenous, LGBTQI, and that was over 40 years ago. And I've been working on expanding my understanding of those issues since then.
Thank you.
Sure. This is Sarah Brown asking a question.
Good evening, Vicki.
Hi.
A quick question. Being on our LSB requires a sense of business, and that is a skill set unto itself and is an anathema to a lot of things that you and I probably believe in, but it's the way the world works. Are you a person that can deal with the business aspect of running an organization?
I have worked for non-governmental organizations. I'm sorry, my dog is barking. I've worked for non-governmental organizations all of my life, and I've been responsible for fundraising and budgeting. I'm also currently the executive director of the Latin American Working Group, where I'm responsible for both fundraising, marketing, and financial management. And I would say that makes me okay qualified for understanding how this works.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I see no other questions. Irene.
Hi, Vicki, and welcome. I have a sort of two-part question. It's what brought you to WPFW as a board member? How did you come about peaking your interest?
Thanks, Irene, for that question. I am an avid follower of WPFW, both the Democracy Now! Program, but the Morning Jazz, but also because of other programs such as The Meeting in the Ladies' Room by DJ Abby, who is also an author and an amazing activist in her own right, and other programs that I can't recall right now, but it is the radio station that I listen to.
So where do you see you can help us most?
Okay, I think I'm a great facilitator of meetings, number one. Mm-hmm. I also am an organizer and an activist. And three, I have some knowledge about fundraising.
So your intention is to jump in on any one of our committees and roll up your sleeves.
I just add to that what I said is that I've also been a social activist all my life, so I'd like to continue that. I would very much enjoy being on one of the committees and helping WPFW grow and sustain the great work that it already does. I'm also acknowledging here before you all that I've just started this job as executive director at the Latin America Working Group, and my time at this point is a little limited as I onboard, but I hope that will change because I'm familiar with the organization and I know what I'm doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki.
Any other questions? All right. Do I hear any objections to accepting Ms. Gass as our latest listener delegate? Hearing none, you are elected, selected. Congratulations. we extend you the virtual right hand of fellowship. You may take your seat, and next time we call a roll, you can actually vote. Okay. We have two brief motions. I don't know. No. You got it. You got it?
That's the same as most. I couldn't find one.
Is it on there?
Oh. It's the same thing. Yeah, same thing. It's Zoom, yeah. Whoever's got that can call in here. Okay, we have two brief motions that were distributed with the agenda. They are from, do you have a copy of your motions, Eric? Okay. They are,
attendance.
Yes. Okay. You want to speak up and read the first one?
Yes. The first one says, I move that any member on the board with the third consecutive unexcused absence is arbitrarily, has their membership arbitrarily terminated. The motivation for that is we find out at a fourth consecutive meeting that they haven't attended the previous three, and then we wait till a fifth consecutive absence to decide if we want to take a vote, and then we take a vote at the sixth consecutive absence. Okay. After the third one, it's somewhat obvious they've got other priorities.
Okay. Did you all hear that motion? If you are on the board, you should have received it. That dismissal from the board would be automatic after three unexcused absences, which is the criteria in the bylaws.
I second the motion.
Okay.
Open it up for discussion.
Sarah has seconded the motion. Mr. Pinchback. Nope, your hand went down. Other comments? Yes, Julie Hewitt.
So it is true that the bylaws say that after three unexcused absences, for term.
Correct.
So the point is it's...
In practice, we have been more lenient than...
Bylaws.
Correct.
In that sense, you know, I mean, I'd say you can't pass a motion that's just restating your bylaws because it's sort of redundant. But at any rate, the one thing that I did want to make clear is... I think the word arbitrarily shouldn't be in there. I think there might be another word.
I agree.
But I don't think arbitrarily is quite the word we're going for there. I think we just want to, you know, the point is without any need for any further action, right? That's what we're really trying to say is, you know, you hit the three unexcused absences and that's it.
Yes.
Right. So
automatically?
Automatically is way better. Automatically is way better.
Okay.
It's systematic.
Does your second go with automatic?
Yeah.
All right, we're changing the motion, the word arbitrarily to automatically. For further discussion, I got a lot of people in here. Sue.
Yeah, my comment follows on what we just heard, and I do wonder, is there some due process step that goes in here? Like the member will be asked for an explanation. I'm wondering.
Well, as not what we could do, what doesn't need to be part of the motion, we could adjust our custom to asking those questions after two instead of asking after three.
That's a good idea.
And that's just that again, that's just, practice. That doesn't change the law. Mr. Tatum.
Yes, thank you. I had about 3 points to make very, very quickly. One is that there is some redundancy with the existing bylaws. The word arbitrarily needs to be struck out. It's an amendment that someone is making to change the word.
It's already changed. It's changed automatically.
from arbitrarily to automatically.
Yes.
That was an amendment.
Yes.
And the amendment, you know, wasn't seconded.
Yes, it was.
And it was not voted on. So the other thing, the third point was that it's the board that determines whether the absence is excused or not. So that is a determining factor. After two absences, you know, the board has realized that they have unexcused a person twice in a row. And Mr. Chair, you're right. That would be the point to try to find out what's going on. But it's in the hands of the board.
Yes.
Excuse an absence or unexcuse an absence.
Yes. And that's actually a motion to follow.
Thank
okay. Thank you. Irene.
I'm trying to unmute. I'm sorry. My question here is, when I know it's up to the board, from that clarification, it's up to the board to determine what's excused or unexcused, but who is the point of contact that is responsible for contacting that member and asking them what the reason is? And if the practice has been the question after three, why not allow that to continue since it's been the practice? Because, you know, you never know what somebody's going through, and you got to give a lot of leeway, give some leeway to people in this day and time. And also, I don't see a lineup clamoring to be on the board. So let's not be too hasty about throwing folk off when we still, you know, have some empty seats on there. So I'm just saying.
Actually, we don't. We now have no more empty seats. The answer to your earlier question, which was explained by Eric, was that the rationale is that if we inquire after three, then we don't get a determination until the fourth month. We may not end up voting on it until the fifth month, and that's the rationale for extending. I have
a, and who's the inquirer?
The inquirer will be the secretary. After two, yeah. Yes, the inquirer will be the secretary. Pat Morrison is in the room. Oh, did you have a comment on this?
It was answered already. I'm
okay.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Pinchback. And then we will call the question.
I only have one question. Once that second week or the second month of not being there, will this require a vote of the LSB to fulfill this objective, or will this be, as it says in the motion, automatic? There won't be a vote. It'll just be automatic.
Yes.
Thank you.
It will be automatic. Is there any objection to changing the word arbitrarily to automatically? Good. Okay, so that is the motion as it stands. Are there any objections to that motion? Yes. Okay, we have an objection, so let's call the roll.
What's the question here? Whether or not we object to the motion?
Yeah, but there was already an objection, so we're getting ready to call the roll.
I'm not understanding what are we calling the roll for.
That any membership on the local station board with a third consecutive absence that's unexcused be automatically terminated.
That is the motion, and that's what we're voting on. You got it?
Well, one question. Does the bylaw say automatic?
Bylaws don't have any adverb in there. They say that after three, you basically, we are more lenient than the bylaws require at this point. The bylaws just say that after three, you're out. Yes.
The word consecutive seems to be problematic.
That's what's in the bylaws.
Oh, really? So that suggests that
you can miss two, come back. That's right. That's what's in the bylaws. Consecutive is in the bylaws. Okay. We are calling the roll. Yes means, we go for the, three strikes, you're out. No means that we will continue to be more lenient.
I do not think you should call it that.
We've got an objection.
I think characterizing this three strikes you're out is.
Well, okay. I should call it that. I understand. Yes. Okay. Yes. I was being glib. You're right.
I understand.
Yes.
Okay. Minerva?
Minerva? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Minerva is a no. Yeah. Adele? I'm sorry. Adele passes.
Violetta?
Abstain.
Violetta abstains.
Sue Goodwin?
Sue?
Yes.
Sue says yes.
Amount?
Yes.
Arthur's not here. Y'all is still being funded.
No.
Vanessa?
Vanessa Dixon Briggs is no.
Donna?
Yes.
Donna Grimes is yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Julie Hewitt is yes.
Wayne Bruce still isn't here.
Wayne Bruce? No.
Thomas?
Yes.
Thomas Blanton is yes.
Bill Curtis is here.
Bill Curtis?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm sorry about that. I got two things going on.
Sarah Brown is yes.
Okay. And Patrick Morrison.
Oh, yeah, you're on here twice, Bill. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Pat Morrison.
Yes.
Pat Morrison is yes.
Verna Avery Brown.
Verna Avery Brown.
No.
Verna Avery Brown is no.
Ron.
Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Pinchback is yes.
Karen Briggs.
Karen Briggs. Karen, are you still here? She may have left. She said she was going to leave early.
Anita?
Irene?
No.
Irene?
No.
Eric? She's no, no. Eric Ramey is yes.
Lucy?
Yes.
Yes.
Lucy Murphy is yes.
And Vicki Gass.
Vicki Gass?
Mm-hmm. That would be a yes.
She's yes. She's okay, called Wanda.
Wanda?
Yeah. Okay. That's everything. You didn't ask me? Okay. And I am a yes.
All right.
Adele.
Yes.
Adele Stan is yes. Good yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Yeses. Okay. So 15 yes and how many no's?
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4
no's. Okay, 15 yes, 4 no's. The motion passes. Second motion. Related?
Second related motion is that up to three requests
three consecutive requests, these absences be automatically accepted. I say automatically because that removes any opportunity for bias or prejudice against a board member for whatever reason.
Repeat that again.
The motion is...
Okay, three requests.
Yes, three. Without discussion for the board, they'd be automatically accepted.
Within what time frame?
Consecutive.
Okay.
Without discussion, I think it removes any possibility or probability of bias, and it gives the member a level of protection against the possibility of expulsion, which might otherwise occur.
Okay. Is there a second? Are you all able to hear that?
Not really.
Sorry, could you repeat?
No.
Yeah, hold on, I'm going to repeat it.
Chair?
Yes.
This is Jerry. I have to excuse myself from the meeting until 8 o'clock. I have to go work on the drive. I'm committed to pitch on the air from 7 to 8.
All right.
Sure. I'll be back.
A suggestion. Can we stay closer to the text as written?
Okay. I will read the text as written.
Just modify slightly the text as written to capture the consecutively and stuff like that.
Okay. Here.
Because that helps those people in the field.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Here is the second motion. Move that up to three requests for excused absences be automatically granted without discussion or debate. And is there a second? There is a second. Are there any objections? No objections. That motion passes. Thank you. Okay. Now I guess we're going to the relocation committee.
Oh.
Okay.
I want you guys to know that looking at this from Africa, it was
all right. Good evening, everybody. The relocation committee doesn't have an official written report tonight. We're still working through a lot of what the board has allowed us to do, giving us latitude to search for different alternative properties up until May 25th. So I think everybody knows that. Just as a quick reference, I'll give you the names on the committee, and then I'll tell you what our business is here tonight with the board. Tom Cole, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Craig Williams, Ronald Pinchback, Dennis Williams, Verna Avery Brown, Sarah Brown, Tom Blanton, Wayne Bruce, and Adele Stamp. All right, so that's our committee, myself being the chair. We've been working since the last board meeting to try and secure a broker. That's been one of the primary focus activities.
We had, Mr. Chair, wondering if it's appropriate to have this discussion in as much as we went into an executive session about a week ago.
Yes, we can have it.
So what we discussed in that executive session seems to have a strong probability of spilling out here.
The special?
Yes. They're not mutually exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I'll allow it.
So it seems like there's an acute conflict to, we want to open the floodgates right here if we start here. The questions are going to be in order.
Vanessa?
So this is a simple vote by the LSC on selecting a commercial real estate. The LSC already voted almost unanimously.
Dennis, I'm sorry, we're not able to hear what's being said.
You're not, I know you're not.
That vote was taken. That was referred to the PMB.
The PMB approved the LSB's request to terminate the contract with the current agent and to sign the contract with the new agent of the LSB's choosing. That's all there is.
I thought that was the information.
So that's all we're
discussing. I'm going to allow the discussion. Okay, continue. Good. Come on.
All right, appreciate it. So, so we've been primarily focused as a committee on trying to obtain, said broker. And we actually had an opportunity to talk to a few, and, but we did have two that submitted proposals here, this evening. I don't know. Were you able to send those out to everybody?
When did you send it to
them? Vanessa sent it earlier.
Vanessa
sent it. Okay. All right. No worries. All right, I'll read the proposals from the brokers, and our intent here is to make a motion to for us to try and approve a broker so that we can, again, go forward with our work in vetting further properties for relocation of the station. One moment. Let me pull it up here. What's going to happen? All right. The first proposal we received is from Pete Mahedris, and his proposal reads as such. As your professional real estate advisor, I focus on client satisfaction. My business is about service, and I'm not happy until you are happy. My years in the business have provided me the experience to assist you with nearly every real estate need. I have been a licensed commercial real estate associate broker for a decade. Prior to that, I spent 10 years in site development for the wireless industry. I am licensed in both Maryland and D.C. I'm a graduate of the University of Baltimore School of Law, where I concentrated in real estate and business. I also hold a Master of Business Administration with a finance concentration from Loyola University in Baltimore and a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting from Towson University. Again, that's Pete Mahedris is our first broker to evaluate.
How do you spell that last name?
One moment. All right. Spelling of the name is Mahedris. Just our second broker to evaluate and make a decision on
That's correct.
This is a proposal from the company CBRE. There's some professional profiles here of Randy Harrell, who's the vice chairman, Joe Coleman, Brittany Gosnell, Paul Adkins, Ansley Namero, and Annie Culberston. I'll read the profile for the vice chairman, and I think we can get a sense of the organization from there. The vice chairman is Randy Harrell. His experience, Randy is a vice chairman of CBRE, representing both landlords and tenants with their office leasing requirements. Randy's experience includes representation of some of the Washington area's most prominent property owners and tenants, including law firms, major corporations, and leading not-for-profit organizations. In 2016, on behalf of Douglas Development Corporation and Brookfield Properties, Randy completed the largest non-government lease in Washington, D.C., resulting in the pre-lease of 532,000 square feet to Advisory Board Company. Randy leads a team comprised of 9 real estate professionals who work collaboratively to identify, evaluate, and execute a customized real estate strategy that aligns with an organization's business with its real estate needs. Prior to joining CBRE in 2007, Randy was with brokerage firm Grubb & Ellis, where he consistently ranked as a top 20 national production leader and was the firm's number one national office leasing professional. Prior to joining Grubb & Ellis, Randy was a partner in the Washington D.C. real estate firm Smithy Braden Encore International. So that's CBRE with the vice chairman, Randy Harrell.
Okay. I have questions from Thomas Blanton, Minerva Sanders, and Sue Goodwin in that order, and then Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Got it. 2-part for you.
Yes, that's what we would like.
Who has contracting authority for the
That's my question.
So really, it's the PMB that has the ability to make the decision to enter into a contract, right? So what we would be doing is saying, not sign a contract, but we recommend that you sign the contract with this firm.
And the PMB said that we went with the LSB's approval, right? So the LSB's approval is part of that process.
Okay, Dennis and Liam, we can't hear a word that's being said. Please help us.
Sorry, I was turning around.
So... I'm not in.
Okay. Minerva.
I'm sorry. What did Thomas say? What was said? Please.
It's not a fiduciary of WPFW.
Not
advisor on the advisory board.
None of us is a fiduciary of none of us is a fiduciary of Pacifica National Foundation. Thomas just wanted to make sure of that. Go ahead, Minerva.
Okay. Well, I have the first question I have is these brokers that you're looking at. Question number one, they're expecting to be paid for their service. Is that not correct?
Commercial brokers are paid by the landlord once an agreement is finalized. We would not be paying anything now.
Okay. My second question is, at our last meeting, it was stated that you had 10 locations that had been identified. Would you please provide the names of those locations? Because I think that's the reason that it was voted by the members of the board to agree to send the resolution that went to the PMB. Can you please identify what those 10 locations are?
Can we send those to you immediately after the meeting?
Get them out right now.
No, I'd like to hear them now.
Well, actually, they can be emailed right now.
What do you want to do, email or?
Okay, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that wants to hear them. So is there a problem with being able to read out those names, those 10 locations?
Just the time constraints is all, but.
Really important.
Okay, go ahead and read the names.
You know. And then my last statement is we only have 14 days until the 24th or 25th.
That's correct.
What is the, what are we looking for here? And I'm sorry, there's one more. How many people from the board went over to this location in 1640, Festival Center to see what that location looked like? And are you using whatever the specs are for that location to be the specs that you're going to ask your broker to provide information to? We said apples to apples.
Yes, I don't know.
We've been there.
We've done this over.
Yes. I don't know how many people visited the center. I was not keeping count of that. We do have the specs for 1640 and we have the specs for our current space in 1990. And we are giving brokers parameters that the committee feels will be an appropriate space.
Okay, and can you share that as well with the members of the board so we know what we're asking these brokers to look for?
Okay, hold on.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it on my phone. I'll be honest. I'm working off limited.
Okay, do you have the addresses? Okay, we're not able to pull up the names of the addresses at the moment. We can get them out to you after the meeting, but the person who has them cannot pull them up on his phone in this location.
Well, I think it's real important because that was the reason that we voted on the other. So we need to know what's being looked at. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Hold on, wait.
If I could speak for the relocation committee, and I appreciate the question, but a lot of what we're able to do is just internet searches for listings that are public. What we're attempting to do now is get a broker that can go in depth and evaluate the property properly for us. So the list will be furnished. We'll send that out, but that in no way gives us an accurate apples to apples, as you say, comparison to the 1640 property.
Okay. But when you presented it in the other meeting, you said you had 10 locations. You didn't say you had done a search on the internet. You said there were 10 locations already identified. So that's what I'm hanging my hat on.
Okay. Well, a part of that was the locations were identified, but we were not able to explore we need a broker to actually go in and explore and vet those places. And that was the purpose. And that's why we need to do this. We need to identify a broker, so that we can take the next step in exploring spaces. I've got some hands up. Sue.
If I were to weigh in on this issue, I'm not sure I will yet. What I need to know is I need to know 3 to 5 concrete tasks this broker is supposed to achieve. If that already exists, fine. I want to see it. And then I want to know 3 to 5, kinds of experience we expect from someone to fulfill those tasks. Cause hearing a pitch statement from the broker does nothing for me. I want this to be related to job description and experience. That's all.
Okay. Who is next? Is it Violetta?
Okay, I had a question about the risk involved with getting rid of the broker that we had, and I'm just going to be upfront. I was told today that broker could sue us and then we'll end up having to pay more money by using another one. So I would like the answer to that.
Yes, that's come up post our decision here to move forward. We're looking more into that possibility, but it's not anything that is concrete or expected at this point.
Would the relocation committee deal with that or make some changes if that does arise?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we got a response from Vanessa on the relocation committee.
All right, so the contract is extremely simple. It's a very simple contract. It says that it can be terminated upon 10 days written notice. The notice has been given. The 10 days are counting. Pacifica's attorney was present when the PNB voted to approve the LSB request for us to terminate that contract and to enter into a contract with another broker. Our attorney is aware of that. There is no possibility. If you've seen that contract, it is extraordinarily simple. The language is clear. It's black and white. So I'm not sure who is trying to muddy the water, saying that we could be sued. We follow the process. The process is painfully simple. We've met our burden. That's all there is to it. Our attorney is aware of it, and the PNB voted in support.
Now, you heard that, Violetta?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ron?
The only thing I would add is this. Those initial 10 properties that we referred to, once again, as was explained, we can't look at those properties until we get a broker. But that also, I want to emphasize this. The fact that we found those 10 suggests to us that there are other opportunities out there. But we need that broker to explore those post haste. So that list of 10 could easily expand to more. I would anticipate it expanding to more, and that list will change, you know, once we get a broker on board. That's why the PNB approved this, because we're sitting on our hands because we can't do anything without that broker.
Right.
So that's just the gist of it, and that's it.
Thank you. So, yes, Eric, and then Sarah, and we, yes, go ahead.
I'm just going to backtrack. I want to backtrack a few seconds. My colleague, I think it was Violetta, mentioned if there were legal implications here, and if I'm not misunderstanding from Vanessa, the answer is no. If I can go back to Violetta's point, it seems that we entered into an agreement with an agent to be our broker. And unless there's something I'm misunderstanding, he had sole authority to negotiate on behalf of WPFW, Pacifica, and his committees and subcommittees. While this agreement was still active, someone assumed it was okay to engage with a secondary agent and search for these alternative properties.
No.
That's not what happened.
No, the search for alternative properties was done not by a broker or through a broker, by individuals and the committee acting to search. Yes. Yes. Sarah.
Okay. Thank you for all the hard work while I was absent. So I really appreciate it, because I was watching this as it transpired every night. So, one, which of the two, and I'll probably have more in your hip pocket, real estate developers, which are more sympathetic to our kind of business model, our kind of, because we are a peculiar thing. I mean, we're a radio station that's big, but we're small. You know, it's a very peculiar. Yes. Particular kind of customer. And number two is, what's your plan B if you can't make it happen?